My name is Emma Carcano, and I'm the Wildlife Program Assistant at UNH Cooperative Extension. This part of the state is sort of interesting because it's marks some of the transition area between some of our southern habitat types and the more northern hardwood forest, for example, those northern habitats. So it's sort of an interesting transition area. For my master's degree, I studied vernal pools. So I have a special knack for finding frogs and salamanders. So you'll see this guy blends right into the forest floor.
Is he the one that makes all the noise at night?
Well, there's a lot of different ones. So peepers make the peep noise.
No, I know that in the spring earlier, but this is...
Wood frogs almost sound like clucking, like ducks quacking in the woods.
Yes, yes.
And gray tree frogs are really loud. They make a trill, a loud trill that almost sounds like a bird in the middle of the night.
We have the use of people like Emma. Experts coming and telling us what's what. I mean, some of us know a little bit. We could put it all together, but Emma's really a landmine of information.
I'm Henry Powers, Jr. from Andover, right across the other side of the bog. I was born on this side of the bog 82 years ago. I used to fish it as a kid. Matter of fact, I even trapped it as a kid in high school. At that time, a good muskrat pelt would sell anywhere from $2 to $5. So.
I try to approach wetlands very quietly because a lot of the species that we like to see at wetlands, like turtles, wood ducks, a lot of ducks in general, they're very sensitive and they'll slip back into the water or take off as you approach a wetland.